This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up. Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions. Gab, I'm going to run these questions past you and see what you think of my questions and whether you can answer any of these questions for me. I mean, you answer them anyway.
Which
is fine. I do ask for people to answer them by giving us a call on 13 12 16 or maybe hitting us up on our Facebook page, but you tend to answer them first and therefore there is no reason to call.
There's maybe multiple answers, though. I'm just saying what I would assume to be the answer, and I could be wrong, and I'm more than happy to admit that.
Okay. You're not, and you would never admit that you're wrong.
I'll fight it.
We both know you. All right, here's the first question. Is Dora actually an explorer if she uses a map? She should be creating maps by exploring new territories, and she's
she's exploring new territories.
She's an explorer.
It's new territories for her.
Yeah,
I explore places that have already been explored by other people.
It's exploring.
Nah, it's not discovering.
It's not a true explorer.
It's not discovering. It's exploring.
Admit that you're wrong. Admit it.
No,
because you're probably not. Anyway, let's move on. If poison expires, is it then more poisonous or no longer poisonous?
Does it expire?
Yeah.
I would assume it doesn't expire.
I don't have a lot of poison, so I don't know.
I wouldn't know either. Oh. There's no poison in my pantry to check the use-by date.
I would assume it to have a use-by date.
Maybe if it, like, gets rid of all of its gases, suddenly it's not poisonous anymore and that's when it's off. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah. One last one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird that we have one hand that knows how to do everything and then the other hand we have just sits there like, you know what, I don't even know how to hold a pencil.
Seriously.
I can't even throw a ball.
No, it's ridiculous.
Isn't that wrong?
Like those ambidextrous people out there, they are just weird.
They're living the life though.
They are living the life. Look, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I can write with this hand and this hand.
And I don't need to do a backhand in tennis ever because I can just do two forehands.
That's right.
So unfair.
Give me two rackets. I can use them equally as well.
Totally.
Somehow we got onto hating ambidextrous people.
Only because we're jealous.
Yeah, super jealous. All right. Well, there are my questions for today. Feel free to answer them. Although, Gab, I think you have, once again, done it for us.
Not necessarily. If anyone's got a poison one.
There you go. She has to be right again.
I found this amazing woman on Instagram. Her name is Brooke Saxby. And when we've been talking about the March movement and creating little goals in order to change your habits and become a little healthier overall, she has done just that. She's been on the most amazing fitness journey. So I thought we'd get her on the show.
Yeah.
So welcome, Brooke.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So tell us about your fitness journey, because it did start a couple of years ago. Is that right?
It actually started quite a few years ago, but a couple of years ago I decided to embark on a daily challenge, which started on New Year's Day, and I got up really early and decided I'd start my New Year differently to how I'd ever started them before. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have a personal training session first thing in the morning, New Year's Day. So my PT, she agreed, and she got me up at 6 in the morning on New Year's Day, and we did this huge session, boxing and all of this stuff. Afterwards, I was at the car wash, and I looked at my face in the reflection, and it was, like, super red. And I was like, you know, I had a little chuckle at myself, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, well, you guys are all hungover, here I am, red-faced and looking, you know, mighty fine. And then I thought, I better post it, better share it with all my friends. And I was trying to come up with a hashtag. And I was feeling really great. And I thought, wow, I want to do this every day. I thought, why don't I? As little as 5 minutes a day, I'll work out every single day. That was the start. I took the photo, I posted and wrote 365 red faces.
That just proves what we have been saying about making that little change every single day can really change your lifestyle. Because you, across your fitness journey, tell us what some of your results are.
So I've lost over 50 kilos.
Whew.
At one stage I got myself to the point where I was 120 kilos. and very unhappy and very not fit. Mm. And then progressively over time, I gradually lost the weight by, you know, setting myself little challenges and one step at a time. Within a month of doing, of exercising every single day, I could already see the changes. And my mentality was the most, like, that was the most amazing thing. Like, I was so much clearer, and I still am now, like, how it affects your work and everything in your life by as little as 5 minutes a day. I just can't believe it. Like, it's incredible, and it's for real.
So did you swap the exercises around each day? If you're only doing as little as 5 minutes, was it, you know, one day you do try and do some push-ups, the next day it was, you know, go for a walk? How did it work for you?
Yeah, I absolutely did all the things that, anything that I wanted to, really. Sometimes I played team sport. Sometimes I had a personal training session. Sometimes it'd be midnight and I hadn't done my red face yet. So I get on YouTube and type in, you know, 5 minute beginner workout. And you can get red faced in as little as 5 minutes. And then my, you know, I was able to tick that off, take my photo and get on my merry way.
That's amazing.
Well, if anyone wants to find you on Instagram and take a look at the progress that you have made already and just keep up to date with you, tell us what your Instagram handle is.
It's at brooke.sexy.
And so anyone can get on there if they want inspiration and just proof that a couple of minutes exercise every day can really change your life.
That's it. And this month I've decided to challenge myself to do 3 push-ups in a public place every single day. And I've been posting them on there. So have some fun with that. If, you know, literally 3 push-ups.
What are some of the weird places, public places you've done your push-ups so far?
So far it hasn't been super exciting because I haven't been too many places. But I went to the Apple and Grape on the weekend and that was really good. I did it there while we were waiting for the floats to start. and then on the border of Queensland and New South Wales last night, I went to the bridge and thought, oh, I'll go and do it. Half on Queensland, half on New South.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Congratulations on what you've achieved so far and thank you so much for being an inspiration.
Aw, thank you so much for having me.
You've heard the old saying, you can have your cake and eat it too.
I thought you can't have your cake and eat it too.
No, you can have your cake and eat it too, is the saying. You can't have your cake. Why can't...
You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's the saying, because you can't have a cake as well as have it in your tummy.
Why can't you have a cake and eat it too?
Because if you eat it, you don't have it anymore.
But if you have a cake, you can only eat a cake if you have it
first.
Yeah,
but you can't have them both at the same time.
Mm. But if you can't have your cake and eat it too.
But
if you can't have cake, you can't eat it.
You can have your cake and then eat it too, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. There's a difference.
I know there's a difference. Whatever the saying is, we're talking about cake next. So the saying is, apparently, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay?
Shocking. I was right.
I'm confused by that saying. Okay, because how do you eat cake if you can't have it? So what it should be is you can have your cake and eat it too because somebody has to give you your cake first before you can eat it.
You can have your cake and then eat it too, yes.
That's right.
But you can't have them both at the same time because it's in your tummy, which means you don't have it anymore.
Well, you do have it. It's in your tummy. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you to everybody that called through. Yes, I was wrong. Gabby is right. You can't have your cake and eat it too. As it turns out, we're talking about cake right now because Health Killjoys want to ban birthday cakes at work in favour of healthier alternatives.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if every office place does it. We do it. Whenever there's a birthday here in the office,
a cake
is bought, cake is consumed.
And normally the person who's having the birthday can suggest which cake they want to have. Well, I don't know if everyone gets to do that, but I demand what cake I want on my birthday.
Yeah, I ask for a pav.
I always ask for a gluten-free mud cake, which is delish. But, yeah, it's pretty difficult, though, because in our workplace, there's a birthday nearly every week.
Yeah.
And so there's a cake nearly every week. And for someone like me who has zero self-control, it makes it very difficult because I just have to eat the cake.
That's on you.
It's not on me.
It is.
It's on whoever buys
now,
the cake.
Now, these health... Oh, it's not because they buy a cake
and
for
they put
all.
It in front of me and I can't say no.
Once again, it's on you. I don't know what today's show is turning into, Gab, but we just seem to be having lots of arguments. What they're saying is, forget the cake, bring in cucumber, carrots, celery sticks, or fruit.
And dip. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
No.
Why not?
No, just bring the cake in. It's once in a blue moon. I mean, you know, if you had, if you had 300 people...
Yeah, it's one a day.
Yeah, then it's one a day. But we don't have it that often.
No, I reckon we have it too often. It would be every week to every fortnight that we would get a cake. So maybe you just start reducing.
Right.
So maybe you do like a cake a month to celebrate everyone's birthday in that month.
Yeah.
And in between you do healthy options. And then it takes it down a notch.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Should we be banning the cake from the office?
Ban the cake.
Don't ban the cake.
Ban the cake.
Leave the cake. It's okay. If you think you've had enough cake for the month, don't eat cake.
I don't have the self-discipline for that.
That's on you, once again. 13, 12, 16. All right, Chris is on the line on 13, 12, 16. Do you think they should ban the cake from offices?
No way. It's actually my birthday today and I requested a cake.
What kind of cake are you getting?
A caramel mud cake.
Oh, God, that sounds good.
Now, if you, Carissa, you get to blow out the candles on the cake, they slice up the cake and all that kind of stuff. If you have one slice, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's totally okay. And I'm all for other people on their birthdays requesting healthy options.
Yep.
Oh.
But I'm definitely a cake lover.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's another way to look at it. So the person who's having the birthday gets to decide whether it's a cake, a cob loaf maybe, or fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Put
and in our workplace, we celebrate everything with food, so we've got lots of opportunities to involve healthy options.
It's Friday. Let's have a cake.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
There's a lot wrong with that. These are sometimes foods.
Yep, sometimes. Friday only comes around once every 7 days. Sometimes.
Move it. I like to move it, move it.
The Hit FM March Movement. Thanks to F45.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
8:14.
We are well and truly into the March Movement now, where we're encouraging everyone to get moving just a little bit more every single day, trying to make some healthy habits out there. But we have been trying to think of a way that we could really up the ante with the March Movement.
Take it to the next level.
That's it. And F45 Toowoomba Central has been on board right from word go. So we've been in discussions with them about how we could really go out with a bang at the end of March. And I want to make the announcement this morning. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but we're doing it anyway. And so we have Stacey from F45 Toowoomba Central in with us right now. How are you, Stace?
I'm good, thank you.
That's
awesome.
Good.
Are you excited to make this announcement with us?
Very, very excited.
This is a very big deal because we are going to be putting on a huge free outdoor fitness class for everybody on the 24th of this March.
24th of March, yeah.
Yeah, 24th of March. Now, Toowoomba Central F45. Should have been around the other way, F45 from Central, are obviously going to be involved and do the classes for us. So, Stacey, how do you envision this happening?
So, the team and the trainers have come on board and we've already started to get a session together. So, it'll involve the community, everyone getting out there and an open session outside. And
so, it's all going to be body weight and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not a case of, oh, can you bring your own free weights along or skipping rope or anything like that. So, it's all the stuff that we've sort of been talking about that you can do by yourself and it'll be in the park. And, so is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, definitely. So all the exercises that you and Gab have been doing throughout March, you know, anytime, anywhere. So that's what the sessions revolved around.
Wait. Is there burpees? Please say no.
Yes.
Oh.
We have to have burpees.
Of course there's burpees. But is this going to be a class that anyone can get involved in, no matter what kind of fitness level they're at?
Yeah, of course. So with our team of trainers, you're going to have the trainers going round the grounds and providing that support and providing lower impact exercises just to help anyone
So scaled stuff. So for the people that can get through, say, you know, epic amount of burpees, then you do the standard burpees.
But if not, it's not, there's an alternative to make you... So you
keep still
moving without having to do... 1,000 burpees.
Definitely. Yes.
Well, there's the good example is when you do push-ups. So on your feet, if you're super fit, on your knees, if you're not quite at that level. And that's totally fine because it's just about improving your fitness levels day by day. And when we do this outdoor class, it's so much more motivating when you're in a whole group of people that are all like-minded, all getting in there, all getting it done. And with the F45 team, it's such a family environment. So it's so supportive, which is the main thing.
Definitely.
That is great. So what date are we looking at once again, and where are we holding it?
We're doing the 24th of March, so it's in 2 weeks' time. We're doing it at Queen's Park and 8 a.m, I believe. Is that right, Stace?
Yes, correct. So straight after park run, and we'll roll into that from there.
All right, well, we've got to get into our own block run. I know, I can see you've got an offer in front of you, Stace. We'll get to that after we get back from our block run.
If we get back from our block run.
Remember, we have an emergency tape just in case we don't get back in time.
But we are going to Facebook Live this, so go to Hit South Queensland.
All right, here's your March Movement song for this hour. It's Heavy D and the Boys, Now That We've Found Love. Hit FM. Heavy D and the Boys, Now That We've Found Love.
We made it.
To the fam, Hamish and Gabby on R&B Friday at 8:22.
Let's go. Hit FM and F45. March Movement.
Okay, we are out of breath because we just completed our block run, which is the challenge for this morning, to in that song. Now, Gab, yeah. I kind of left you behind.
Well, you did.
I was a little worried about making sure we got back in time.
I expected that. That's fine. Yeah. I said go ahead. And I do need to apologise. The live video stopped working because as soon as we got out of Wi-Fi range, my phone was like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, what an idiot. Why did they think of that? So apologies, the live feed didn't work the whole way. But I did get abuse from the street, so thank you to the man who yelled at me, run, Gabby! It was very motivational.
That's funny. I normally get a run, Forest, run yelled at me, but that's okay. Now, Stacey from F45, Toowoomba Central is here. You did the run with us. Thank you very much for your support.
No problem.
You were with me for a while, then you turned around and saw that Gabby was lagging behind. You went back to grab her,
thank
support
you.
Her.
I appreciate that.
And it's all about team training at F45,
exactly.
And that's whereas I'm all about me and just left you both behind.
Yeah.
But we did make the big announcement just before, of course, that towards the end of the March Movement, we're putting on a big thing in the park.
Yeah, it's going to be happening on the 24th because the following weekend is Easter. So we thought 24th was a great date to have a big outdoor fitness class that F45 Toowoomba Central is going to run and facilitate and take us all through. And Stace was saying how the team have actually started putting together a bit of a routine.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. That's great. Now, you've got another offer I can see in front of you at the moment. What's the go with that?
So, anyone out there registers for a 7-day free trial, we've actually got 2 3-month memberships up for grabs.
Oh, so, lovely.
Wow.
Automatically, you register for your trial, there's one entry. You bring a friend, there's 2 entries.
Lovely.
You do a minimum of 3 sessions within that 7-day trial, you get 3 entries.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
So, that's a free 7-day trial. Do they just need to go to the website to pick that up?
Yes. So, f45training.com.au/Toowoomba Central, or give me a call.
All right, no worries.
So
well,
good.
That is great. Thank you very much for that. Thanks again to F45 Toowoomba Central for jumping on board with this right from the get-go as well. And if you are looking, you've got your breath back now, Gav. If you're looking for any exercises to do during the March Movement, then you can check out our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland.
You can also check out a tiny bit of that live video where you can see that Hamish and Stace were getting well ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when it just coincidentally stopped filming.
All right, we're going to catch up with the latest in news in the next couple of minutes. The Whipper's on the way as well. So if you have an event on this weekend, you want to give it a free plug, make sure you give us a call on 13 12 16. It's Hamish and Gabby, Hit FM.
How are you doing?
We're flipping out.
This is Ed Sheeran.
There's this weird new trend when it comes to getting married and putting that ring on your finger.
Yep,
because
some
people don't necessarily like jewellery.
Mm, mm.
And there's alternatives like tattoos or just not wearing a ring at all.
Yep.
But there's this new one where people are piercing their wedding ring finger.
Nope. No.
So what they do is they get pincers or whatever
pliers.
You call them, pliers or whatever it is, and they pinch the flesh on the top of your finger and then they put the needle through that. So it's just a surface piercing. It's not like going straight through your finger or going near the bone or anything like that.
Don't care.
It's just a surface piercing, but that's what a lot of people are doing instead of a wedding ring. And I'm a bit creeped out by this, and I'm a piercings kind of gal.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of piercings in the past.
I don't want to know about that.
I've had my nose pierced twice. I've had my belly button pierced. I've had
more than
multiple
enough.
Ear piercings.
Okay.
And I'm really freaked out by this idea of surface piercing on the hand, because imagine how many places it could get caught and ripped out.
Yeah, ripped out. That would be the one that...
I get my rings stuck on things all the time. I can't even imagine if it was in the flesh and it got stuck on maybe a dishwashing glove or something as you ripped it off.
Yeah, no.
And it comes off too.
No.
Thank you.
I'd go with a standard ring or a tattooed ring over that at all. I don't wear a ring at all.
No, you don't.
And my wife is always up me for... because I'm just not a jewellery guy.
Yeah, but you've got this like lineup of ladies behind you and they don't know you're married because you're not wearing a ring.
And whenever, don't
it's
even
It's pretty frustrating.
Say, don't. Well, you just don't even create the hassles by saying that. Why would you even do that? Because you know it's not true. But when my wife says, why don't you wear your ring? I go, well, here's two reasons why I don't need to. I mention my wife pretty much every day on the radio.
At least
so
once.
Everybody has a fair idea that I'm married and happily married. And secondly, look at my ugly head. It's enough to...
What do you say? No one's lining up
for
that?
Yeah, there's no line.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.